Pacific Beer Chat records on the traditional unceded territory of the Coast Salish First Nations, including the Tsleil-Waututh, the Keetse, the Kwantlen, the Kwikwetlem, the Matsqui, the Musqueam, the Kakite, the Semiahu, the Squamish, the Tsawwassen, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Stalo First Nations.
Welcome to Pacific Beer Chat. I'm Mike.
I'm Warren.
I'm Jordan.
And we're doing another podcast.
Yes, you guys would not know it, though, because it's three episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're doing a couple tonight.
Yeah, so for this episode, we've got a trio of beers from the Okanagan.
Yes, sir.
So we've got a Cannery Brewing HDHC Citra IPA. So that's their high-density hop charge beers.
Citra IPA.
And we'll get to that. And then a Vice and Virtue Brewing, the Homewrecker Hazy IPA. And then another one from Kelowna, the Rustic Real Brewing Company, Nitro Coffee Stout.
Ooh, interesting. Going to have to upside down pour that bad boy, probably.
It doesn't seem to really be that nitro-y, so we'll see. We'll read the back. Okay, we're going to start out with the Cannery Brewing HDHC Citra IPA, though. Here, Warren, you like to read.
Sure.
You read the shit on the back.
It says, it's not magic, it's science series. So, the HDHC Citra IPA, which is the high-density hop charge, signifies a beer brewed with a single hop variety in three different formats. So, we have the T90 hop pellets that are the industry standard. We have Incognito, which is a CO2 extracted hop oil liquid. So that would be a hop extract. And then we got Lupo Max, which is the highly concentrated lupulin pellet. The equivalent in Yakima Chief would be the Cryo Hop series.
Yeah.
Combining all three formats produces the boldest expression of a single hopped IPA. It is science, but it seems like magic.
Ooh.
7% IPA. Really cool label, man.
Yeah.
It's got sort of a...
It is, guys. You know.
Shimmery metallic background, and it looks like some guy on a foreign planet. Yeah, it's pretty trippy.
Yeah, so this is actually one I think we've tried before, boys.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think the Citra.
Oh, yeah, it's a Citra. Oh, so it's like kind of like the same can art, but it's a different...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
this is a Citra. Different
hop. Okay, so...
Ooh, so it's a single hop series, right?
Now you got me excited.
So this one's Citra.
I'm pretty sure this is different one than the one we have.
I love the idea of these single hop beers. It really gives you an opportunity to see what that particular hop brings to the table.
Yes, totally. What threw me off is it's like the same can art.
Similar. Exactly. Yeah, very similar, yeah.
Oh, no, it's bang on. I just looked at the photo.
Oh, okay. So it's just a different hop.
Yeah, so that's cool. That's why I was like, have we done this? Fuck.
Yeah, we did the HDHC, just a different hop, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Oh, God, I'm trying to remember.
Mosaic.
Was it Mosaic?
Yep.
Okay. Which would make sense, because that's another very popular IPA-type hop, as well as Citra. There you go. This looks like a hazy.
It is very hazy.
Yeah, looks like a hazy IPA, very light... yellowish golden, you know, same nice rocky
pillowy white
head. Bit of lace. Looks good. Oh, interesting smell.
It's got a grassy hop smell to me.
Yeah, it's not all citrus. Grassy. It's not all citrus. No, you're getting like that grassy, spicy.
To me, I'm getting the grassy, herbal elements more than citrus.
Yeah, interesting. Wow, that's really spicy, isn't it?
Mmm. It comes off a little citrusy, but you still get that little hoppy, spicy.
You get more citrus in the flavor for sure.
Yeah.
But it's definitely still got some of that grassy, spicy, herbal thing in the background.
And this, is it fresh hop? Probably not.
No, it's too old. No.
Okay.
No, there's three different types of hops.
Well,
the T90 pellets. The extract oil.
Right.
And the cryo hops.
Yeah. All Citra hops, though, yeah.
So you're telling me I should listen to you guys when you're talking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wah, 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 wah.
Might learn
wah,
so.
Wah, wah, wah. Charlie Brown.
I was too busy looking up the other thing.
What is this, stout?
No, it's because I was looking up the other one you're we did, which was the mosaic. Yeah, yeah.
This is a really weird white stout. No,
tastes funky.
Yeah, it's nice. I like the citrus notes. It's not super, super like orangey or whatever.
It's interesting. So now that I know what this particular hop brings to a hazy,
yeah,
I understand why they generally use it with one or two other hops,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, that makes sense. From a guy that doesn't brew a lot, but
although I hear too, Citra can die off really fast compared to some hops.
Mm.
So maybe it's died off a little bit. I don't know.
Could be. Who knows?
But I still really enjoy the flavor. I like the sort of mild citrus with lots of backbone of.
It definitely works in the hazy, but I understand why you might want to add Amarillo and say Mosaic to it,
yeah,
to round it out and really make a full,
yeah, punch it up
experience.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about this.
It's interesting.
I like it, but it's like. There's just a component that I find's missing. I don't know.
And what's missing is the mosaic and the, you know, something else to balance it out, right?
Yeah.
To make it rounded out.
That does make sense, I guess, from an untrained guy, right?
Well, yeah. So, you know, different hops, just like different malts, are going to bring you different flavors, right? And it's about how you combine those to reach your end goal.
It does have like a nice stone fruit, like almost peachiness to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting this really nice floral kind of sweet at the end. At the very end.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's really nice. Too. It's almost like candy-like or something.
It is. It is. Like I'm not mad at it. It's just like when I smelt it, I keep saying it. It's just from nose to
it's
mouth.
It's something you're different. Familiar with, but like you said, you're used to smelling it with something else, right? So it's almost like something's missing.
Yeah, I guess it is single hop three different ways.
Yeah. So, I mean, single-hopped beers, super interesting, and from a brewer's perspective, I love them because they teach you something, right? Whether they're enjoyable or not, you're learning something from them.
This is enjoyable, though. Don't get me wrong on that.
I would love to go into a brewery, and I might have to make it happen at a particular brewery one day, but I would love to sit down and see a flight of four beers, all with the same base beer, but each one with a different hop.
Okay, you've talked to me about that before.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be awesome from an educational standpoint, just to sit down and try those four beers and notice the differences. Oh,
can we do a KPU collab? Just bring four of us and four different beers?
That's a great idea.
There was a brewery at one time that did something like that, like a mix pack, single hops. Was it Persephone?
I can't remember.
Oh, I don't know. That's... Fuck.
It's been a while.
I like where Jordan's going, though. We should talk to KPU about doing a collab.
There's actually the Smash series from Langley Brewery Farm Country. Thank you. They do a Smash series, and they change it single hop, single malt every time. Oh, yeah. It's the Johnny Cash series.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they've always been pretty good.
A brewery that I've always wanted to check out is White Labs in California, too.
Because
it's a yeast lab.
Yeah, yeah.
But they'll have the same exact recipe, and then they just put different yeasts in it.
That would be super educational, too.
Yeah, to get to taste just what the yeast does to the beer.
And I know from personal experience that yeast can make a massive difference.
Yeah.
For years, I was making exactly the same beer and just changing the yeast over maybe a 2 or 3 year period. And that's how I discovered that there was a particular yeast that I preferred in my IPA recipe that seemed to work better than other ones, right?
Nice.
But that's the thing. As a home brewer, and any home brewers who might be listening, my best advice when you're working on a recipe is to only change one thing at a time, right? So if you've made the beer today and you've tasted it, well, next time you brew it, change only one thing. Change the hop, change your yeast,
your hops and everything. Or the all grain. At once.
Yeah. If you change it all at once, there's no way to tell what happened, what you did, right? If you change one thing and you taste it, now you know what that one thing does and how it changes the flavor, right?
Well, he's being educational. I'm just going to continue to be a smart ass.
He's being smart. You're being an ass. I think it's what it is.
Bingo.
Oh, so that's why we hang out. You're smart. I'm ass.
It's like yin and yang,
basically. But all in all, like the more actually I sip on this, the more I am enjoying it. I think it was just like the grassy nose that threw me off.
Yeah, it was and a then, bit much and right having at first, it. But you're right. Now your, that I'm near palate. The end of my glass, it's going down way easier.
Oh my God.
It's more smoother.
It's smooth.
I think the temperature might have helped too. It's a little sweeter now, I think.
I feel like that too.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, I like a lot of cannery shit too.
They seem to be getting a lot more experimental over time, which is awesome.
Yeah. Very awesome.
Especially since it's been quite a while now, but since they moved into their current big custom brewery, they've just got more space to play with too.
Nice. Sorry. Yeah, I mean, that's how you keep your brewers happy, right? You let them do something a little different and experimental occasionally.
Didn't they get a small batch system with the new owners? Or
No, it's not the same owners.
Okay.
Still the Dick family.
It's a new location.
Oh, okay. I'm confusing myself.
I think they do have probably a pilot system now too, which they don't really used to have.
The funny part is when you get busy and you're having trouble, you know, just keeping the tanks full, then the pilot systems, they sit idle, right? It's not until you get to a point where you have time to do that kind of thing. So I know there's a lot of breweries out there. They have that pilot system, but it doesn't always get utilized as much as it should. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
All right. Well, let's move into the Vice and Virtue Brewing's the Homewrecker Hazy IPA.
Homewrecker. Uh-oh.
So this is a 7.4%, 48 IBU IPA. Lots and lots of hops, but without lots and lots of bitterness. Oh. If you don't like hoppy beers, can't stand IPAs, then try this one. Big, soft, round flavors, not sharp. Stringent bitterness is what this style aims to achieve. Showcasing new world hops packed with tropical stone fruit and citrus flavors. This beer is deceptively easy drinking.
Wow. Sounds right up my alley.
So my first question would be, is this a hazy?
Yes. It's right in the name. It's the Homewrecker Hazy IPA.
Yeah. So from their description of the hop usage, pretty obvious it's going to be a hazy.
Yeah.
Typically, you would want a little more bittering hops in there.
No, none.
That's a hazy.
Oh, that's good, guys. Tune in next week.
And as a side note, if brewers only brewed to style, hazy IPA wouldn't exist.
So I'm glad they don't brew to style.
Here's to experimentation. So this is a hazy. It's not thick though. It's crazy thick like some hazies. It's just hazy. Wicked head on it though.
Very nice. Lots of bubbles.
Interesting aroma.
Yep. It's got that kind of tropical stone fruity thing going on.
It's definitely almost like does. A bit of a smoky thing going on.
Slightly dank.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
I don't get any smoke.
No?
No.
Almost like something that's reminding me of smoky.
Oh shit, fire. Mike actually there. Looked.
PTSD from this summer.
Yeah,
fuck, no doubt.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Woohoo.
That is a big beer.
Lots and lots of tropical fruit in
Holy
there.
Crap, that's
lots
a big
of stone
beer.
Fruit.
Lots of stone fruit. Lots. I'm getting grapefruit in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That is wild.
It's interesting because it is sweet, but it's drying on the back end.
Yeah, you're getting some bitterness in there, which you wouldn't necessarily expect from a hazy.
No, it's definitely got a drier tongue on the back.
Probably has some boil hops in it.
Maybe.
Just a little bit.
I don't know.
So it's hard to not tell. Quite a palate wrecker, it's just a home wrecker.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
It is good, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm a fan of this beer.
Yeah, same.
I like going to the brewery there. It always, I haven't had too much food there because their food program, I think it opens up a little bit later, but they've got like smoked meat and everything, and it always smells so good in
like
there.
Like they smoke their own meat?
Yeah.
Oh, God dang.
All right, so.
That'll pull me in if I'm anywhere within a few blocks.
This motherfucker says it's 7.4%.
Yep.
Yeah.
Juicy, dank, and balanced, which that's true. Art by Ben Ortega.
Ben Ortega.
No, it's not Ortega. Oh. There's a C there. Oh. It's not a UFC fighter. Calm down.
Yeah, they've got, what does it say here? smoked chicken wings. You can do a wing flight.
Hello.
For $45. Oh. Try all three flavors.
Chump change.
Jesus.
Well, it's $16 for the pound or whatever it is. Smoked tomato soup, mac and cheese, street corn, and then a brisket burger, smoked turkey
Jesus
club.
Jesus Christ, everything's smoked.
Tuna melt, ahi tuna poke, green onion, you know, wow. So it's not canned tuna crap. Pulled pork, Sammy, vegetable sloppy Joe. And they have a charcuterie board and cheese selection.
They don't mess around.
Smoked meat every day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Street corn sounds good, too. Dang.
So, yeah, no, they're great. It's right down with Jackknife Brewing and Rustic Reel and...
Yep. Nice neighborhood.
Shoot, what's... there's Redbird, and then there's... Oh, Kettle River Brewing.
Oh, I could have told you that, and I just wanted to play with you for a bit. But it is a good little area down there.
Yeah, no. I've been saying it for the last year, and I'll say it again. We need to get up there and do some episodes.
Thank you to our sponsor, Ross Vanderhoek, with Royal LePage Wollstonecraft Real Estate. Check out www.rossvanderhoek.com for all your residential, commercial, new development, and investment property needs. Take that floor.
Wow. Mike's throwing a tantrum.
Yeah.
By the time someone this is has released, to.
The Pac Tech hit the floor.
Yeah, I'm a fan of this.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah, it wouldn't wreck my home for sure. Even though it is 7.4%.
Yeah, it would wreck your home.
I'd only have three. Save one for the morning.
Right on the verge of wrecking.
And it's been a while now, but last time I was there, they still had cans of their Black is Beautiful, so they're still brewing really? That beer.
Oh, wow.
New really, brews. Eh? That's yeah. awesome.
Yeah, they're keeping it up. Wow. So.
Well, that's good. That means they're still donating, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah I would assume yeah, so, yeah.
Wow, that's good. Like to see the awareness.
Also, I just want more people to brew year-round Russian Imperial Stouts, for
we
fuck's
know.
Sake.
Yeah, we know.
Just don't brew them at... Cetra City Brewing Scale, brew them at small batch scales so that...
and religiously.
Yeah. I mean, all you have to do is look at, like, Twin Sails Brewing when they release their anniversary beers. They don't last very long, and they're fucking huge beers.
Yeah, they disappear pretty quick.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they're so good, too, last year. Would they have three?
I went back a couple times to get more.
Why? Is there a limit?
They're like, no, there's no, a limit just, for Mike.
Money.
Oh, your bank account had a limit. Okay.
Yeah. You already spent $800 today, Mike. Please go home.
Fuck, I would cry if I did that. Also smile, but cry.
It's a week of drinking.
About a week, yeah.
Mm. This is good, though. I've got mad head retention on mine.
Right?
Yeah.
Look nice at the lacing. Lacing's ridiculous.
Yeah. There's been two beers out of the three podcasts we've done tonight that have had some good like lacing.
Good
and this
retention
is one of
and
them.
Lacing, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. You're looking at the best before code on the bottom of the date, on the bottom of the can,
at the can. All right. So the next one is the Rustic Reel Brewing Company Nitro Coffee Stout.
Oh,
5.6%. 24 IBU, and it says, brewed with freshly roasted coffee, this beer is smooth and easy to drink with a light, creamy espresso taste. Enjoy the mesmerizing cascading effect of this beer being finished off with nitrogen. Mm-hmm. This is incredible feeling of
nitro. Oh,
now, this beer on can, on tap, it's full nitro. On the can, it doesn't seem to be really super nitro. It's
well, it's really, really difficult to do canned. Nitro beers, unless you have a widget. And, yeah,
unless you're Kilkenny or Guinness.
Yeah, unless you're a big company like them, you don't really have access to the widget technology, so to speak. So, yeah, so trying to can a nitro beer is difficult at best. I know P49
is cascading a little better.
It is.
Than the last can that I poured.
It is cascading decently. Holy
because, shit. Yeah, the one that That's I cool, poured eh? Wasn't cascading very much.
Yeah, it's working. Wow.
That's interesting.
That looks way nicer than the nitro beer I had from P49 a couple of years ago.
Well, I was going to say, I've had a lot of nitro beers, and I've had the ones where you like shake it up.
And you have to hold it right upside down and everything.
Yeah, I've had other ones where they've asked you to swirl it while you pour, before you pour, and it gets that cyclone thing going on side.
Yeah.
But
there was no instructions on this one, and it seemed to work quite well. So
they must have changed it up since the last time I bought it, because the last time it didn't cascade at all. And this
I'm guessing that they over-nitrogenated it, knowing that it was going into cans, so that when you poured it, it would work out.
Well, yeah.
That's my guess. That may have added challenges to the canning line, though.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, the aroma's definitely
It smells like coffee. It smells like coffee and roasted malts. Yeah. Yeah, it smells like breakfast beer to me.
This head won't die, though.
And it's super dark. Really tan-colored head. Yeah, so unfortunately with the nitro escaping as it cascaded, it's fairly flat now.
Yeah,
that's normal with nitro, though.
It is. It's a little on the sweet side for me.
Definitely got coffee and
chocolate,
and it's kind of creamy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the nitro, you got the nitro creaminess, definitely.
It's almost like coffee with a little bit of cream. It's cream not and milky, sugar. But
it's
yeah.
a double-double.
It's a double-double, no, yeah.
It's two cream, one sugar. Definitely.
Double single?
I don't know where your head's at, man.
Oh, sorry, man.
Where's your head at?
Oh, man.
That right there, that is a Sunday morning beer.
Yeah.
When you've had way too many on Saturday night.
Yeah. Because fuck Clamato juice and anything.
Yeah, no, it's
not
no,
fit
no,
for
yeah.
drinking.
No,
fuck
no.
Clamato.
Coffee stouts will always fix you up the next morning.
So did you read the blurb?
Yes, I did, yes.
Right.
You're not listening again?
No, three podcasts.
Jordan's over there doing his own show.
Yes, he is. Yeah, it's
a easy, hair off the mic.
Easy drinking, low alcohol coffee stout stout.
Yeah, no, definitely is. It's I enjoy like the little nitro that makes it creamier. I mean, it just goes down smoothly.
I don't know
once
about
in a while,
in the can.
Once in a while, it's nice. And the way this one poured, honestly, is better than
most
ones.
I've seen from a can, for sure. But it's just so flat now that I'm like, is that a good idea? I don't know.
Well, it's just like a Guinness. I've sent Guinnesses back before being like, I'll get a Guinness. And they take too long to serve it to me and it's not falling. I took a sip. I was like, it's flat.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that's what it tastes like.
Yeah, that's what it is. Not only is it flat.
This one I was a noob.
Yeah.
Not only is it flat, but it's got a little bit of soured beer in there, too.
I just thought that was them spitting it.
No, they sour a percentage of it on purpose, and then they blend it with a soured version.
Very interesting.
It's part of the flavor.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess, Jordan, I think it's your question time.
Yeah, where do you guys want to go after this? I'm just kidding.
Wings.
Back to your part.
Yeah, three different types. Warren,
what are we looking at here? We got the the nitro stout.
Three
we got
beers.
the hazy, and what was the first one again?
Hazy.
The other hazy.
The Citra version.
Oh my
Citra
Lord.
Haze, house wreck or home wrecker, or the rustic real nitro.
Oh, that's a toughie. You know what? I think I'm going to go with the cannery, with the single Citra, just for its educational value.
Well, we've had this one before too, but just a different
the mosaic
version.
One, yeah. So I dig that series for the educational angle, but it's also damn good beers too. So that's what I'm going with.
Mike, you're up.
I'm probably going to have to go with the Vice and Virtue Homewrecker. Because it just, comes in with a wrecking ball.
Calm down, Miley.
Wrecking ball. <No.
laughs> Yeah, for myself, I really like the Homewrecker. This Nitro Stout's making me burp. So I'm agreeing with Warren tonight. I'm going with Cannery.
Wow!
I do like this series. I like how the can's always the same.
Yeah.
They're just changing one ingredient.
It's a good
other
idea.
Other than that, they were all good, but... I just preferred that tonight, I guess.
There you go. Thank you for bringing us these beers from your recent trip to Kelowna, Mike. We appreciate it.
Glad you carded a breakdown.
Not this time.
No.
Knock on wood.
Are you going again soon? What, do we do another one?
No, I'm not going to Kelowna again for a while here, but still, I like to drive my car and not break down anywhere.
That's always good.
Like in Whistler. Well, thanks for tuning in. If you want to find us on social media, you can go to
Pacific Beer Chat.
And if you want to find our website, you can go to
www.pacificbeerchat.com.
Or com.
No, cam.
All right. And if you want to send a message to the podcast, set up a podcast, or just, you know, learn more about what we're doing, send a message to
Jordan@pacificbeerchat.com or feedback@pacificbeerchat.com, or just message me at pitcraftbeerdad on Instagram and tell us what shitty beers or great beers you want us to drink on episode 200. It's coming up quick.
Perfect. And if you want to support us, you can go to patreon.com/pacificbeerchat. The money goes towards upgrading equipment, making the show better, and paying for hosting and all that kind of stuff.
And Ubers.
Hopefully. So shout out to our Patreon supporter, Steve. Cheers. And
cheers. Peace out, Ross Vanderhoek.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.
Sorry, Cam.
I hope he gets to these episodes and goes, oh, God.
Here we go. Episode 3, Cam. It's going to be good.